That is your theme song right there. He plays Herman in Chicago Fire. Our old friend Dave Eigenberg is in studio with us. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. How are you guys?
You have a charity event down the street.
I do. I'm going to go to the 100 Club here of Chicago. They support the families of fallen first responders.
Yes, they do. Joe Ahern, the president.
Joe Ahern,
a great organization.
A really wonderful man. Yeah, so we're going to play the some other the dumb television shows. not the one I'm on, but the other ones that we play with because they are dumber than a bucket of hair. Most of them,
really.
Actors
Chicago
are not smart.
Med.
They pretend it's like I play a
Chicago
doctor on
PD.
Television. I'm not one, but they're dumb. They think I play intelligent. I'm dumb.
I like your glasses. They're very nice. I don't see Begay playing ping pong today. He's not showing up.
He eats ping pongs.
He just chews them.
Yeah, he's a no-show. I don't know. I don't know who's coming today. All I know is we're going to play Herbie Johnson, died in the line of duty as a firefighter, was a wonderful man that I didn't know, but everybody I do know knew him. Well, everyone in the fire department knew him. He died in line of duty in 2012, and his family, and Herbie Johnson was crazy. He was a guy that might have had a problem in the non-PC world, or in the PC world. I wish we were in the non-PC world.
Right.
The PC world.
Right.
But he would have had a hard time maybe today, but I play his family, and his family's out of control. So, but I'm gonna have to lay a beating on them.
How long have you been doing Chicago Fire? How many years? Is this six,
how long,
seven?
You know, we engage it. How long? Look at me. Like if I was your wife, how tired would you be of looking at me? Look, about 8 year old.
Well, the
years
reason
of staring
I
asked me, right?
this because
eight
over years. The years you've become very close with the Chicago Fire Department.
Yes, I have.
You
wonderful.
Do charity events. You do so many charity events.
I'm
around
close to
this
them.
City.
I don't know if they're close to me. No, but I adore the firefighters. I adore the police officers and the EMS. They're just great people, because you kind of can't say this, but they with what they deal with, what they have to see, the awful things, the tragedy, they got one demented sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I really like that in a very good way. They're very funny.
Well, but they have to stay sane.
They have to, absolutely.
That's the thing.
Absolutely. So they're great.
Are you going to be playing ping pong today?
I will not be playing ping pong. I can't because I got a couple inches above my butt, just above my butt.
Yeah.
They put an incision in my back down at
can
university.
Can you walk? You can play
I can
ping
walk.
Pong.
No, man. This is like playing the Chinese nationals. Are you kidding me? These guys are crazy. You got to dive. You got to lose teeth. You got to put in a mouth guard. No, I can't dump. I can't jump and dive. If I can stand there and just do the left, right, this isn't the Brady Bunch ping pong. Oh, Bobby, not so fast. That sounded like something incestuous thing in their family.
So you can't play because you're injured.
No,
you're on the IR
I'm a little hopped up today.
For the ping pong. You're always hopped up when I
I'm
have you
I'm always happy
in.
To see you.
How come we don't see each other? I text you all the time.
You and like 7,000. How come you don't invite me over to the house for your dinner?
Well, we'll get there sometime.
I know, but
we're
almost at that point. There's a list of people that like my wife.
Right.
And they want to come over to the house. But nobody really, you're the only one, I should have you over because you're probably the only one that really likes me. Or you probably wouldn't like me if you had dinner.
And I've met your wife and she's lovely.
Lovely. We had friends over the other night and we got in a tiff and I made everybody really uncomfortable.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I did. You know what I said?
Oh,
my wife.
No, let me put my finger on the dump.
No, I didn't say anything. People out in WGN land are going to think I'm a real jerk.
Okay.
But she was going out. She wasn't listening to anybody, and she started going. I said, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen to people.
Oh, no. You did not say that in front of everybody.
Yeah, I did. I got in trouble. I got reprimanded by everybody. I said I was sorry, huh? Sometimes I say,
how do you recover from that if your wife during the party?
Because she doesn't. It wasn't a party. It was like we had two other friends there. First of all, they know me and they know her,
and you have no filter.
I have a problem. Yeah,
right.
And I say things that I shouldn't say. But you know what? We live in a world where people are not saying enough.
Right. Everybody's sensitive.
Super
sensitive. You have to watch everything you say and everything you type.
Exactly. And how could you say that to your wife?
If you send a text to someone, just feel like 100 other people are going to see it. That's what I believe right now.
I don't. But what the other thing is, like 20 years ago, somebody said that to me a bunch of times. Like, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Yeah, your father probably.
Probably, and my crazy uncles. But back then you didn't say nothing. You just go like, oh, you know what? It's got a point. I should listen more than I talk.
So are the Chicago Med people going to be there today? Because they're celebrating. I got an invite to the 100th episode. Is that a big deal?
I'm kind of sore about this because I didn't get invited. I can't believe you got invited.
I'm not kidding.
They didn't invite me.
I should take a screenshot and post it on social media. The email said, we will have a cake. And the party is at noon, like on a Tuesday. I'm like, who's showing up for that?
They're going all out, man.
We're going to the warehouse.
Have a cake.
Where is the warehouse, anyway? It's in, where is it? In Pilsen, where you guys film?
The old steel factory? We call it a factory.
Oh, okay.
It's 15th in Rockwell.
Okay.
Ogden, Western, and Roosevelt.
Well, I'm not driving over there on a Tuesday to get a picture of a cake.
Virus steel factory.
And shake some hands. I would like to see Oliver Platt, though.
Oliver Platt is worth seeing.
I've worked him for a year to get him on the show. They keep saying he's too busy. I'm like, what do you mean he's too busy? Well, have him pick up the phone.
No. Oh, well, I put in a word for you.
Thanks.
He does get on. He goes back. He's one of the only guys. He's the only guy. His family's in New York City. So he does go back. He will hop on a flight at any chance he can to go back there. So, and he works a lot. And he's got a lot of lines. And he's no kid. He's like 5 years older than me. I could never do what he does. Could never do it.
He's anyway. A great actor.
He's phenomenal. We were kind of blown up. But him and Annie Patha, when they came on that show, we were like, wow, look at these two. I get a little goofy around Ollie. You call him Ollie.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't say it, but Ollie Platt.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, he's friends with an old friend of mine, so I know him a little bit. But I really had tremendous respect for him. And he's the calmest. You know, he's like, everything is like,
really?
Hey, how are you? He's very genuine, very sincere. He looks you in the eye. He's got a kind of like
I really want him to come in studio.
Oh, yeah. He's got kind of a Clinton thing. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, people said Clinton walked into a room, he took the room.
Yeah.
And then when he stared at you, he gave you 100% of his attention. And they said that's what was amazing about it. He gave a couple of people too much of 100% of his attention. But when he was there, he gave it to you.
How are the...
You're just rolling right over that one.
How are the ratings this year for Chicago Fire?
Oh, I don't know.
You're up. Everything's up. Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med is
up,
way
up. You're down, you're in, you're out.
I know you don't look at ratings, but this is the type of year where you start talking to your wife in February. Okay, I hope we're going to get renewed. Am I going to stay in Chicago? Because you have a house here.
We do.
You grew up, if people don't know, even though you're a Hollywood actor, you grew up in Naperville.
Right. That was a left-handed slap to the face. You're a Hollywood actor. Yeah, I grew up out in Aurora, Naperville, Lyle, all those places out there.
Did you hang out at the Fox Valley Mall?
When it opened, brother.
You're kidding. You remember when it was open?
The grand opening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were there. We were dreaming of what sex could possibly be like if we ever could find it. And we looked in every little gift shop and couldn't find it.
You were a Molly back in the day, weren't you?
Did you get
a locker?
It was a brewing breeding thing. It didn't happen yet. You weren't like a mall rat yet. They didn't have a locker at school or at the mall?
At the mall. If you were a serious Molly, we'd call them Mollies. If you were a serious Molly,
where'd you grow up? Because you grew up in Idaho or some weird place.
I grew up in the mean streets of Peoria, and they had the Northwoods Mall. And if you were a true Molly, you'd get a locker.
Because you had to put your handguns and your rifles away.
I never got a locker, just for the record. And I never wanted to put my coat in the locker
because
I wanted to leave at any time. Yeah. But you could be a Molly, and then you get a locker. You could be a Molly Wally, where you're hanging out on the walls in the mall.
Wow.
Okay?
We're
learning today?
We just walked around, and we didn't have any money, and we all piled into, like, Charlie McLaughlin's, you know, beat-up, rusted-out, with some Chevy, little Mustang. That wasn't a Mustang.
How come everybody has a friend named McLaughlin?
Because there were a lot of them.
I grew up with the McLaughlins in Peoria. Yeah, absolutely. We called them Mogo. That was his nickname.
Oh, we call him Charlie Mack.
Charlie Mack?
Yeah, but he had, you put like seven people in a two-seater, a two-car, two-door car.
No seatbelts.
No seatbelts, no.
Right.
And then, you know, and then you hoped you lived.
What time is your event today? Is it at 2?
I have to be there at 2 o'clock. Oh, yeah, we're going to go. Anybody should come down there. Pop in. It's like, I think it's $35. The 100 Club, by the way, is an amazing organization. And anybody out there, if you want to support first responders, the police, or the firefighters, or EMS, when they put their lives on the line and then tragedy comes, this organization comes and they go. Because sometimes, like, you have a really big, like, firefighter friend. They could have, like, 6 kids and somebody passes away, God forbid. And they come, and they might only have $3,000 in the bank. I'm not saying that they're poor, because but they may be stretched. And they come in and they go, don't worry about this, we got this. And they give them the money for the funeral. They take care of it. They hop in and they really do the right thing. And they're really highly rated charity. They're not, no nonsense, no, you know, people pulling hundreds of thousand dollars, you know, to run it and all
they
that kind
give
of
crap. It all yeah. to the families. Yeah. And they can, send and these be a kids member to college,
their,
too.
Yeah, they send the kids to college. And you can join for, like, to be a member of them, and the money will go to a good place for, like, $50. And then you put the thing, I don't do it because of it, but you put it on your back window,
mm-hmm.
and, like, first responders, they see that.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, this guy cares.
You're not going to get pulled over.
Well,
no.
I get pulled over. But
so do you have to leave, or do you want to stick around? We have another segment. We're talking about Super Bowl commercials.
I can stay for a couple minutes.
All right, you can stick around. I got to take a break
here. I never did a Super Bowl commercial, though. If that's what you wanted, you thought maybe I did because I'm that big?
No,
because they offered me, like, you know,
could you imagine
a 15-digit kind of offer?
I don't like...
We want you to do Doritos, and I'm like, I can't. My face, my name is so important. I got to keep it to me.
But you've done voiceover for commercials because of your voice.
I did some insurance company. I
thought you did Lucky Charms. That wasn't you? Was that another guy?
No, that was some other... That was the McLaughlin family.
Oh, that was the McLaughlin
Lucky Charms.
Dave Eigenberg is here from Chicago Fire. I'm going to take a break. We're going to talk Super Bowl commercials with an expert. We're going to have Tim Nutt on. He's the editor-in-chief of the Clio Awards, which is the Oscars for advertising.
And I am the recipient... You don't even know this yet. I am the recipient of the World's Worst Actors Award called the...
Razzies.
I'm the only person in the state of Illinois that actually has a Razzie.
Save that thought. We'll talk more coming up next.
I have a Razzie.
It's 720 WGN.